Good afternoon, Juno. This is Black Awareness Association, and our topic today is women who break the glass ceiling. We have three marvelously talented and credentialed women in our community today who are a part of our panel. We have Faye Callum from Barrow, Alaska. She is with North Slope Borough. We have Dr. Fan, who is a Juno physician, and we have Dr. Cork, who is an optometrist. And so we are getting nearer the end of our questions, but still a very important question that we want to make sure we ask. This particular question is focusing on little girls. Panelists, what would you say to a young girl who is struggling? She's struggling with finding her path to prepare for her future. What guidance, what encouragement, what motivation would you share with such a girl?
Dr. Nandy, would you like to go first?
I would tell that girl to keep persevering, not to give up, and to look to others for inspiration, like VP Kamala Harris and other females in the community. I mean, if we look at leadership even locally, we have our very own mayor, Beth Weldon. We have many females on the city assembly. I think there's six females. For example, Michelle Hale, Christine Wolf, to name a few. That's nice to see that female leadership locally and nationally. And so find inspiration from them. It's such a historic moment to have VP Kamala Harris as the first female VP of the United States, the first female of color, the first female of Jamaican heritage and Indian heritage. It's amazing. And we all have a common humanity. We can all relate, all our stories, we can all relate to each other. And I would want to remind that little girl that she has something in common with all these women. They did it, she can do it.
Yes, yes,
Just keep
yes,
trying.
yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Dr. Cindy?
Wonderful. Well, what I would say to that young girl is find what makes her happy and follow that. So, whatever it is that she enjoys doing, see how that could be something that she could make into a money-making venture. Don't box yourself into what society tells you you need to be. Like, you don't have to be a teacher, you don't have to be a nurse, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a lawyer. You can be
Yes,
anything your heart desires.
yes,
I
yes.
mean, anything that you can imagine, you can become.
That's awesome. I like
And
that.
that's what I would tell her. And I would also say that whatever you start out doing may not be where you're necessarily going to end up. So don't feel that because you start something and it doesn't work for you, that you need to stick with it. Because I can tell you that I'm on my third, probably fourth iteration of life now, over half a century. And I still feel that I could maybe go on a different path.
That's
And
good.
I'm still young enough to do that.
I
So
love it.
don't box yourself in thinking that you have to stick with something for the rest of your life.
That's awesome. I like that.
Start with what you're passionate about. And if you find that you don't like it, change direction. Don't be afraid to do it.
That's good. Very good. I like that.
I agree. I agree. I think life is a journey. We're on a road, we're on a path. And there are different intersections and different forks. And just as Dr. Cindy just said, just because you start on this path doesn't mean you have to stay on this path.
Yes.
Your heart could take you off to the left or off to the right. And the fact that you're struggling is not necessarily a negative thing.
Okay.
It means those wheels are turning. You are thinking and you have great ideas. And I just want to tell you a little bit about the story of the oyster and how this oyster creates this pearl. It is through great struggle. So when you start feeling yourself struggling, just rejoice in that, because it means something exciting is up ahead.
That's
so
awesome. Awesome.
You can do all things. Just do it, says Nike.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you Wonderful. So much. We're going to shift our gear just a little bit. All of us know that we're in the midst of a pandemic, and prayerfully we are on the way out, hopefully. When this thing started about this time last year, matter of fact, this is January, in February, toward the end of February last year, we were doing our Black History Month gospel choir. And we, for the past 11 years, have been having two brothers come from New York, the epic center of it when it first started. We didn't know anything was going on. We were packed in there. It was over 100 voices. We were packed in there like sardines, but we were having a good old time. And after they went home, that's when we started finding out this thing called COVID-19 have hit the United States, and we had to start hunkering down. And it's been quite the year. First of all, I'd like to know, how are you guys doing? How you've dealt with it as healthcare professionals? The second part of the question is, as minority and Black population, there's a lot of skepticism about the COVID vaccine. Just wanted to know what your thoughts are where that's concerned. First of all, how are you doing? And then if you would speak to the skepticism in the African-American community about the vaccine. If you want to start, Faith, and then we'll go with Dr. Nandy and then Dr. Cindy.
Yes, this pandemic, I first heard the word with regards to us back in January.
Yeah.
Someone here, you know, is one who searches a lot on the internet and came up with this incoming disaster. And so we were thinking about it here in our small behavioral health program long before it was announced publicly. Yeah, it's quite something. For a long time, we here in Barrow were not experiencing any cases. And so when we publicized, when we're looking for employees, it was one of the perks, very low COVID cases.
Wow.
But then around, I'd say, yeah, during a time when people started traveling more,
yeah.
So around July 4th, then the numbers started to grow. And here in Barrow, we're on about 4,500 people. But our numbers were registering at 30 and 35 cases daily. Ridiculous. Absolutely. Glad to say that this past weekend, one day there were no cases, and one day there was only one case. So
okay.
We have gotten better. You know, I just have to say thank you, our mayor, when it wasn't popular. He took some action such as closing the airport.
Oh, wow.
And even requesting for flights to be turned back.
Wow.
There is pretty much right now only one airline that flies into Barrow. So that was pretty easy to do. But anyway, we're better at it. I've had some cases in my family, thank God. I just heard today that one of my nephews was discharged home from the hospital from London. He was hospitalized for several weeks. I did lose an uncle in London, and my most senior relative, who's living in New York, she survived the virus, and she didn't have to go to the hospital. She's a retired nurse, and she's a tough one. She decided to stay home and took care of herself, and she's planning to take the vaccine next week.
Okay.
There are lots of different opinions. Mm-hmm. Some people that I know in my family are in the midst of, they've either got appointments or they're waiting on their second round.
Okay.
And I would say, of course, everybody has to make that decision for themselves.
Right.
But I think weigh it, you know, just as you make your decision about the flu shot, make your decision about this vaccine.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Nandy.
I would say I'm doing well. I completed my COVID vaccine series as a healthcare worker and having privileges at Bartlett Hospital. I got the Pfizer dose, and I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I got the first dose December 16th. I had a sore arm. I had a sore lymph node. It lasted less than a week. I did fine. The second shot I completed on January 6th. I had a rougher time with that. I had mild flu-like symptoms, body aches, but nothing that Tylenol couldn't take care of. It lasted about 2 days, and that was it. What would I say about the vaccine? I would do it over again. It's totally worth it. I highly recommend it. If you're eligible and there's no contraindications, I highly recommend it. I mean, this is a healthcare crisis, and this is all we have. This is all we have now. We have the masking, we have the social distancing, we can do lockdowns, but who wants to live like that anymore, right? So please, if you're eligible, get the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
In my practice, I've been doing a lot of education about the COVID-19 vaccinations. We just recently, you know, the city rolled out this vaccine clinic for 65 and over, so there's been a lot of questions, people calling in about it, unsure whether they should get the vaccine or not. I highly encourage it unless there's a true contraindication. But we need to fight this. We need to use everything in our arsenal to fight this pandemic.
Okay.
And the city, Juneau, has been doing really well. I'm very proud of the community. I'm really proud of CDJ, of all the policies they put in. They started screening people, testing people at the airport, and started masking really early on. And we know how this virus is transmitted. I mean, look how many people, I mean, the death rate is really high. As far as minorities, I would say majority of my patients who are minorities are very open and are wanting to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So I really haven't seen that much hesitation about it.
All right, thank you. Dr. Cindy?
I'll just speak to the reluctance, I think that
yes.
A lot of minority communities have with the vaccine and getting vaccinated, simply because historically communities of color have always been experimented on against our
yes.
will.
Yes.
You know, that plays a lot into the skepticism that our communities have in wanting to get something that is new. You know, it hasn't been proven yet. I'm not necessarily versed in speaking on the vaccine simply because it's not something that I administer myself to anyone. So I would listen to Dr. Than because that is her area of expertise.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as we wind up our show for today, we're just going to give each one of you an opportunity about 60 seconds to just have a last word on our new VP or anything that you want to add. It's been a pleasure, ladies, to have you, and we will have you back. We just will. This is not enough time to draw from you because there's a lot in the three of you that we would like to hear about. So we're going to have you back. So we'll just start with Faith and with Dr. Cindy, and then we'll end with Dr. Nandy. And we'll let Kay have a last word, and then we'll be done for the week. Faith?
It's been said that she broke through the glass ceiling, and my thinking is this woman crashed through the glass ceiling.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. When you take a glimpse at the force of her, when she was quietly but very pointedly questioning the then Attorney General Barr.
Yeah. Yeah.
How she was so skillful and unapologetic with her power in reaching for the information she needed. He did not verbalize, but his nonverbal gave you what you needed.
Yeah.
You know, and she didn't let up at all. I just want to say congratulations to you, Vice President-elect Harris. And yes, you crashed through that ceiling onto the center stage.
Yes.
And you know, you're just a fantastic example and a testimony to women and young girls of all colors, race, and creed. And I'm trusting that you're going to do great things, and I know you won't disappoint.
Yes.
I just want to say blessings upon you and your family, and blessings upon the United States as you bring us forward to better America.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
I just want to thank you both for having us on here, and I'm just again want to reiterate how grateful I am to be here and be a part of this panel of fantastic ladies. It was really a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you.
And just leaving everyone with this thought that women were powerful, and we need to step into our power and embrace it and not be afraid to show who we really are and what we're capable of, because we have someone in the vice president's office that we can all aspire to be like.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
you. Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Dr. Nandy.
Yeah, thank you to the BA for inviting me to join this panel. I just want to remind others, just remind the Juno community of our common humanity. In my everyday practice as a physician, you know, as a healthcare professional, I'm constantly asking myself, how can I promote understanding for my patients on their illness or their medical condition? How do I provide comfort? How do I relieve pain? So that's the general approach that I would like to see from this new administration in moving our country forward in 2021. We need to come together for our kids, for our children, for our common humanity.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Kay, thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. We certainly appreciate you spending your time, lending your influence, just being willing to share the wealth of your expertise and experience with our community. You know, there's a saying that says that for the women who crash through the glass ceiling, they have many scars on their way to crashing through the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
I want to mention, though, that when you get to a point where you're through that ceiling, the look on your face, your composure, everything about you doesn't say anything about what you've been through,
right?
And I think that it's so important not to feel that because someone is where they are, they haven't gone through something to get there. I think it's too easy to feel and to believe that way. Really appreciate you coming out and being bold and brave to speak out in support of this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Kamala Harris, our Vice President of the United States of America. It has a nice ring to it.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies, so very much.
Thank you.
I yield to our president for the closing words.
And to Juno, thank you for joining us this Thursday. And that's a wrap. And we will see you next week. Have a great week.